You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everybody, Ken Davenport here with the Producer's Perspective podcast, episode number 247. You know, way back in May of 2020, I talked about what I believed the Broadway recovery would look like, grafted out and everything. Well, that's when I thought the shutdown would only be a few months. Things have changed. I've got a new outlook on what Broadway's recovery will look like, and it's coming up next.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Things change mighty fast in a pandemic. Things have certainly changed since May of 2020 when I first postulated what I thought Broadway's recovery from an economic perspective will look like. And frankly, things have changed since yesterday. It's hard to keep up, but we're going to try. I'm revising some predictions of what I believe Broadway's recovery will look like, and I wanted to share them with you today. So look, none of us could have imagined that a year and a half, we'd have only two shows running. We all thought we'd be back up and running a few weeks or a few months after that March 12th shutdown. But here we are. Here we are, and things have changed. So if you'll remember last May, in case you missed me talking about this then, I predicted what I referred to as a fishing hook recovery. You know, economists will talk about a V-shaped recovery or a U-shaped recovery out of recessions. You know, I'm a little dramatic. So I came up with my own moniker called the fishing hook recovery, which was a little bit of a convoluted form of a graphic that basically looked like a bucket with a straight line sticking out of the end. What I was expecting, of course, we were doing unbelievable business, and then that business just ended, right? Unlike other forms of recessions, we didn't recede, we just stopped. Right, we went from 60 to zero in no time, and we've sat at zero for a year and a half. So look, what is going to happen now is that we are not going to turn the lights on for all the shows at once, right? We thought originally that maybe 3 weeks after, we just turn the lights back on and 40 theaters would be lit again and all those Broadway shows would be up and running and we go straight back up in the air. That's not going to happen. We are going to stagger back. We have two shows running as of me recording this podcast right now. We have Bruce Springsteen. We have the very powerful play Passover, which I urge you all to go check out. And then slowly but surely, we have Hadestown coming. We have Phantom coming. We are going to slowly add to the weekly grosses. We are going to add to those numbers and steadily incline. Right? We're going to go back. And I believe that incline, I am predicting that incline is going to be a steep incline because I believe there's a lot of pent-up demand. I believe people are going to rush back to the theater, especially because we have mandated masks and vaccines. And those people are going to want to see theater. Our audiences are going to want to see theater. I know this. I hear this anecdotally. I played golf with someone last week. They said, man, oh man, my wife and I have made a commitment to see more theater now than ever before. We have missed it so much. I then told him where he could buy tickets and watched him do it on his phone, by the way. So, and look, if you check some of the ticket sales for some of the shows out there, shows are selling. We're going to see a steep incline. I firmly believe this because of the pent-up demand. And hopefully by the time more and more shows are running, October, November, December, the Delta variant will be held back. I won't say squashed just yet. It's going to take a little bit of a longer time than that. But hopefully it will be quieted as long as people out there get their vaccines. Yes, please encourage people to get vaccinated and get vaccinated if you have not done that yet. Now, here's where I'm really revising my prediction, is that I thought we would just go straight up from there originally, because I thought the time it would take to get the shows back up and running again would be short-lived. It's going to be longer now. It has been longer. And unfortunately, we're going to get into that time of year, January, February, which is never a good time for the theater, right? January, February is always a difficult time. A lot of shows do close during that period. And we're facing that right after we get back up and running again. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of New Yorkers who will come out and support us in November, October, November, December, many of them go away during January, February. So even if they want to support, they just may not be here, especially this year, as people are still trying to spend time away during the pandemic. So we're going to have, I believe, fewer New Yorkers here than before. And of course, the big variable that none of us knew back when we only thought this would be a short shutdown is that tourism is just not back yet. And tourism is never strong in January and February, but it is existent, right? There is some tourist activity, and that's going to be much more subdued this year. We do have MLK weekend in January. Like, those usually bring more numbers. Those numbers are going to be subdued. And certainly what's going to be even more subdued than domestic tourism is international tourism will still be down significantly. So unfortunately, what I'm predicting now is we're going to see this steep incline, but then January and February, we're going to see a little bit of a pullback. It's going to be a pretty big dip, right? If you go onto my blog, you can actually see a new graphic I've doodled onto a post-it of what I believe this recovery is going to look like. We're going to see a big dip, and unfortunately, we may see some shows close. We may see some shows close. We always see shows close in January. It's always a natural time when shows say, okay, now's the time to go because I don't have the advance built up. We just may see some shows close that we had hoped would make it all the way through, right? But without those domestic or international tourists, it's just going to be hard to keep those shows going. In fact, I've got some numbers for you. Here's a prediction from New York City and Company, the company that looks after the tourist trade in New York City. New York attracted a record 66.6 million tourists last year, 2019, and was expected to break that record again in 2020, right? The virus upended those expectations, direct quote, and the city may reach only a third of last year's total, a third. So now, Ken again, off the quote, of course this is going to have an impact on the audiences that we see, especially during the usually depressed times of January and February. So we again may see a few more shows close than we would like. Now, the bright spot is that once the spring comes and we are further away from the Delta variant and we are closer to herd immunity and we have quelled the Delta variant and anything else that pops up, knock some wood, I'll wait as you knock something. I do expect the theater then to take a very, very gradual upswing into the summer of 2022, which I expect to be absolutely gangbusters. So yes, a revised prediction, no question, because hey, that first prediction was May 2020. Who the heck knew what was going on then? We know more now. This is the prediction as of today. I reserve the right to change it again, but I'm pretty confident that this is what we're going to look like. Broadway is going to be back. It's going to take a little bit longer than we would have liked, just like the shutdown was a little bit longer than we would have liked. But I am predicting we're going to get back to where we were before and far beyond, because there is nothing like the live theater going experience. You can help Broadway get back and theaters in your community get back. just get vaccinated and buy a ticket to see a show. And I'll see you at the theater. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it, it will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com, or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.